Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the new specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. With AccessNote, users with vision loss can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for $19.99 in the iTunes App Store.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2014 with Yevgen Borodin. He is the president and CEO of CharmTech Labs, LLC. And he's back on the podcast to talk about the latest with the Captive Narrator app for iOS. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thank you, J.J.
So go ahead and give us the basic overview of the app for those who might be unfamiliar, and then we'll talk about some of the new features that are in it.
Captive Narrator is an app for iPhones and iPads. And we designed it to be universally accessible. It is literally for everybody, for people with and without vision impairments, people with dyslexia, busy adults, multitaskers, students, anybody who wants to improve their reading experience by listening instead of staring at the screen or interacting with their device all the time. So the app enables you to take any content from Google Drive, Dropbox, from web pages, and put it into a playlist, just like a music playlist, but with the stuff that you would like to read as opposed to listen to music. So you can add PowerPoint documents, PDFs, EPUB, books, Word documents, as I said, from Google Drive, Dropbox, from the web.
Okay.
Once they're in the playlist, you press play, and you can listen with one of 24 different voices from Ivona, Nia Speech, and Acapella. The voices, by the way, range between $1.99 and $5.99, and they're restorable across all of your iOS devices.
And we should mention that the app is now free, you said, right?
And the app is now free.
Okay. So when you are playing, this is really designed for hands-free listening. So I guess anybody who's driving or just walking around and wants to have a playlist of files or news resources to listen to while they're walking or traveling, right?
Yes, exactly. You can put the phone in your pocket, or you know, set your iPad on the table and fix a meal, have breakfast. You can also synchronize the playlist that you build between your devices. So you can start listening on your iPad and then grab your iPhone, look out of the door, and keep listening.
Okay.
So I myself listen the most in the car as I'm driving. You can drive safely, controlled from the steering wheel, or I go to the gym. And I run on the treadmill and listen, and I use the volume controller to control the playback. Pause, resume, go to previous track, next track, and on the airplane, of course, as well.
Could you skim through it? Is there much navigation inside of an article, or is it mostly like a play and stop control?
At the moment, there's a progress bar, so let me run the app.
Sure.
And use the voiceover. So in the upper left corner, there's a menu button. This is how you get to content. This is how you add content.
Okay.
So next.
I knew my parents were going to kill themselves.
So this is not a very fun article. But
well,
stuff from
there
the,
it is.
From the web pages. I guess it was one of the news.
Right.
So this is the currently playing article.
Edit button.
Edit button.
1 minute, 10 seconds. Reading position. 1 minute, 10 seconds.
So this is an accessible. Accessible reader.
Okay.
2 minutes, 56, 3 minutes, 49
okay,
seconds.
So it pretty much converts the article into audio, or at least it kind of times it out. And
It does it on the fly, so it's not an audio track. It's a text content that is stored on your device.
But it's able to, given your voiceover speed or whatever voice, it's able to judge how long the file is going to be? Is that how that works?
Yeah, based on yours, the speech rate that you set.
Okay.
So all I need to do is to double tap an article.
That blocked our 5 favorite sentences of the week. 47 seconds. That blocked our 5 favorite sentences of the week. The Olympics is an imperfect interregnum, the parade of nations, a fantasy.
So that is a voice that you can purchase?
Yeah, this is one
while Europe needs to get over, pause, button, next track, button, faster, button.
So is it always going to read out using one of the Ivona or acapella or whatever voices, and it's not going to read out using the voiceover voice? Or?
So you can use voiceover, obviously, on top of this app. It's very accessible with voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
The voice that you can use for free with this app is the same voice as the voiceover voice.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Let's go to the voices.
Menu button. Voices. Menu. Selected. Manage. Loaded voices. Download button.
I have the managed voices and download voices. So two different tabs.
Right.
I'm gonna switch to download and hopefully.
Selected. Download. 2 of 2.
So let's see what voices I have here.
Amy. Expired. Brian. Expired. Bridget. Neo speech. 59 megabytes. Deepa. Emma. Heather.
What's expired mean?
Yeah, expired means that I have tried the voice.
So you get a demo of it.
You can, I've been demoing a lot of voices.
Sure.
So, any voice you can try for 1 week free of charge, and then once it expires, you can only buy it, or you can delete it. You don't.
Sure. So it's an in-app purchase for any anywhere for a couple dollars on up, depending on the voice.
With 24 different voices, you can essentially keep using the app for 24 weeks, trying one voice for a week.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's true. And of course, you have the free voice to fall back on.
Yeah, and the voices, we have voices with American accent, Australian accent, Indian accent, British accent. And yeah, absolutely right. You can use the app absolutely free and never spend a cent.
You were showing us before we went on air about how easy it is to add new things to the playlist from the safe, like New York Times or something like that. Do you want to go ahead and show us that?
So I'm going to go to the menu.
Playlist.
So we have the playlist.
Browser. Clipboard. Dropbox. Google Drive.
I'm going to go to the browser.
The New York Times.
So I have New York Times open. This works with most web pages just as well. You know how hard it is to interact with the web page using VoiceOver on the iPhone?
So you could add pretty much any... Is it a list of sources that you guys provide, or can you add any...
No, you can enter any website.
So you could add blind bargains. Okay.
You could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So once you load a web page, let's say the front page of blind bargains or New York Times or anything... You can double tap and hold any link, add it to the playlist. You don't even need to open the article.
Is it smart to figure out which links are actually news articles, or how does it? Is there a way to determine that?
If you're just using VoiceOver, you find an article yourself. You can double tap and hold in it.
Right.
So there's also in the upper right corner in the browser view, there's a links button.
Links button. The New York Times.
And this button converts a web page into a list of article links, and it is smart enough to filter out irrelevant links. So
how does it do that?
It uses a proprietary algorithm to determine which links are likely to be article links.
Right, and I assume it's going to work better on other sites than others. Or
yeah, it's not 100%, but it is pretty accurate. So now this gives you a very simple list. Let me just go over this. It's for New York Times front page.
Newly detected objects drop U.S. to expand sanctions. Temperatures in Ukraine for Russian forces release Ukraine naval.
And here all you need to do is to double tap any of these items and they get added to your playlist.
Okay.
So once you have a playlist, you just press the play button, put the phone in your pocket, and enjoy your life. Not being tied to a computer or the iPhone, not having to interact with it with VoiceOver all the time.
Okay. So you have the in-app purchases for the voices, and since you made the app free, is that enough to make the company sustaining, or do you guys have other products, or how do you make money with this?
Absolutely. At the moment, we are just selling the voices. We will add premium services on top of this.
Such as?
Well, I don't think I should be speaking about that.
All right.
Not to spoil the surprise.
All right. Okay.
But we definitely have very exciting services coming soon, so... TriCapT, it's free, and it's a very useful productivity tool.
Well, the freemium model is a very popular way to go these days, and it makes a lot of sense to get people in the door. Mm-hmm. You are also, though, expanding platforms into other platforms.
Yep, thanks for mentioning that. In about 2 months, we will release a version for Windows and Mac computers. So you'll be able to use similar voices on your desktop computer.
Okay.
And you can start listening on your desktop at home. Grab your iPhone, keep listening.
So do you create like an account to manage your playlist? That way would you log in on your desktop to your CapT account, or how does that work?
Yes, once you install CapT, it will offer you to register, create an account. And it's an optional feature, but if you want to synchronize your playlist between your devices...
Right, you wouldn't want to do that.
Or try voices, it would ask you to create an account.
How's that going to work as far as the voices on Windows or Mac? Is it going to use screen reader voices, or is it going to be voices that you can purchase, or how does that work?
It will use voices that are already pre-installed in your device and are available to VoiceOver on the Mac or to Narrator on a Windows machine.
Okay.
And we will also offer in-app purchases of voices in the desktop application.
As far as Windows, have you looked into using the various screen reader hooks to hook directly into screen readers?
Yes, we're making this app on the desktop accessible to screen readers.
Okay.
It will be basically work the same, similar way as you were using it on the VoiceOver.
Okay.
And we will also offer a screen reader of our own that will work inside the browser.
So you wouldn't have to have a screen reader, but it would work.
Yeah.
You know, work with one.
You would be able to use any screen reader.
Okay.
However, our screen reader will be more usable. It will have actually additional features that none of the other screen readers have. And again, I'm gonna not spill the news.
Okay. I definitely have to follow up on that though in the coming months. And if you, one more thing on the voices, if you purchase the in-app voices, is that platform dependent or?
The voices, unfortunately, would have to be platform dependent.
Because of licensing and whatever
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you buy a voice on a Windows computer, one of your computers, you'll be able to restore it on another Windows computer.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked at other platforms, Android or Windows Phone or anything else like that at this point? Or?
It's in the plans. I cannot speak as far as the how soon we'll be able to make that happen.
Sure. Okay. So, of course, the app is free now. You can get it from the App Store, and you have a website, or how can people get a hold of you?
Yep. The best way to find the app is to just type CAPTI, C-A-P-T-I, in the App Store search. And also, you can also go to our website, CAPTIvoice.com, C-A-P-T-I-voice.com, and you'll be able to learn more about CAPTI.
Great. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For more exclusive CSUN coverage, visit www.blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains CSUN coverage is presented by the AT Guys, www.atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.